So let's review. The Gemara discusses how large a breach in the walls of a mavo would make it usher to carry in that mavo. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, mavo shenifratz mitzidoi be'esem mirosha bedalet. If a side wall of a mavo has a breach of 10 ames in it, or the front wall that partially covers the entrance has a breach of 4 tvachim, it would be usher to carry in the mavo. The Gemara explains that even the front wall may have a breach of up to 10 ames, and the 4 tvach limit is only when the breach is in a corner, where it cannot be called an entrance, because Pischa Bekeren Zavis Leav the Inchi, people do not make an entrance in the corner. Rav Huna Amar, Echadzev, Echadzev Barba. Rav Huna says that whichever wall the breach is on, anything larger than 4 Tvachim is unacceptable. Rav Huna thought that Rav agreed with him, since Rav Paskin this way when he visited the town of the Macharia. Rav Chana told him Rav was just being extra strict on that town because Bika Matzav Agada together. He found the people of that town to be overly lenient in halacha, therefore he ruled more stringently for them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak supports Rav Huna based on the machlokes about mavi akum, an L-shaped mavi that is less than 10 amas wide. Rav holds it is considered a mavi mefulish, and therefore needs a tzuras ha-pesach at the bend and a lechi or kari at the outer sides. Shmuel holds it is considered a mavi sasum, and therefore only needs a lechi or kari at each end. Apparently, Rav considers the bend of the mavi to be a breach, even though it is less than 10 amas. Rav Chanan bar Rav would respond that an L-shaped mavi is different because biki bar rabim, the public travels through it from the Rishus Aram at both ends. Rav Huna, who holds that a small breach of 4 tefachim is a problem, said so only if the breach is down to the ground level and it is easily passable. However, if ikka gedudi, there are ridges, as Rashi explains, some of the wall remains above ground level that makes it difficult to pass through, even larger breaches of up to 10 amas would not pose a problem. Tarnabon, kitzad ma'arvin derech Rishus Harab. How do we make an Eruv in a Rishus Harab? The Gemara clarifies that it cannot mean an actual Rishus Harab, since ein ma'arvin Rishus Harab bakach. Short of building walls around it, there is no way to make it permissible to carry in the Rishus Harab. Even if one builds doors at one end of a real Rishus Harab, it would not permit carrying, as Rabbi Yechon said, Yerushalayim. El molidas said ninolis balaylo chayav nalem mishum Rishus Harab. If not for the fact that Yerushalayim was completely surrounded by walls and doors that were actually closed at night, it would be considered Rishus Harab. Instead, the question is about a mavim afulish that opens to Rishus Harab at both ends. The Brisa quotes three opinions. The Tanakhama holds that oisitzuris hapesach mikan velechi v'kayir mikan. One end needs a Suras HaPesach, and the other needs a Lechi or a Kaira. Hanani reports that Beishame hold, Oysed Delis Mikan V'Delis Mikan. We need to make doors on both sides that must be closed as soon as one enters through them. Hanani reports that Beishil hold, Oysed Delis Mikan V'Lechi V'Kaira Mikan. We must build a door on one end and put a Lechi or a Kaira on the other. In terms of how we paskin, Rav Amar Ketana Kama. Rav paskin is like the first opinion that requires a Suras HaPesach on one end, and a lechi or kari on the other. Shmuel Amar, halacha kechananya. Shmuel Paskin is like the third opinion. Beis Hillel, according to Chananya, that we need an actual door on one end and a lechi or kari on the other. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel does not require actually closing the door. We cannot cite proof from the gates of Nardor, where Shmuel never required them to be closed because hanach megufes havia. Those doors were partially closed. Perhaps partial closure is sufficient. Rav Nachman demanded that they move the sand that was blocking the door. Not necessarily because he holds sarach linol, that the doors need to be closed, but they must be ru'uyes linol, fit to be closed, even if not actually closed. Before we go to the next case, we must review the following. On this daf, we had two separate machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. One, regarding mavi akum, an L-shaped mavi. Rav holds it is considered to be a mavi mefulish, an open mavi. Shmuel holds it is considered a mavi sasum, a closed mavi. Two, regarding mavi mefulish. Rav holds that all it requires is a Tzuras HaPesach on one end and a Lechi or Kaira on the other. Shmuel holds it requires Delis, a door on one end, and a Lechi or Kaira on the other. Hahu Mavi Akum Nehavi Ben Adah. There was this bent Mavi in Adah, which was actually a U-shaped Mavi. Rami Alech Chumri De Rav V'Chumri De Shmuel V'Atzrachiyu Delosis. They applied Rav's stringency of defining it as a Mavi Mefulish and Shmuel's stringency of requiring a door on one end of a Mavi Mefulish. Therefore, they required doors at the two bends and a lechi or kari at each outer end. The Gemara asks, do we indeed follow two stringencies of opposing opinions? After all, we find in the Braisa that somebody who follows the Chumri Beishamai, the Chumri Beisil, The stringency of both Beshame and Besil is considered to be a ksil b'choshe chaylich, a fool who walks in darkness. Parenthetically, the Gemara asks how the Braisa can first say la'olam halacha k'Besil, that we always rule like Besil, and then say haroitz lasik d'vei Beshamei oisik d'vei Besil oisa. One has the option and may follow Beshamei if he so desires. The Gemara gives three answers: kan koydim baskel, kan lacha baskel. Before the baskel, which said halachik b'Besil, the halacha follows the opinion of Besil, as the Gemara will relate further on Daf Yud Gimel. We were permitted to follow Beshamei, but after the baskel, we must follow Besil. The two statements of the Brais are actually a machlokes, whether we are bound by the baskel to follow Besil. The opinion of Rabbi Shua is that ein mashgich b'baskel, we do not heed the baskel. Halachas are to be decided by the chacham in this world, and one may follow the opinion of Beshamei. Actually, we must always follow Besil. When the Braisa said we can choose which opinion to follow, it was using the names of Besham Besil as an example for when we are faced with a machlekes between different Tanoim and Amira. As for the question of how we can follow two opposing stringencies, the Gemara offers two answers. First, Rav's stated opinion regarding Mavi Mefulish was in the vein of Halacha v'in Meirin Kein. This is indeed the Halacha, but we do not rule so in practice. Theoretically, it does not require doors, but Rav himself would have recommended that they follow both stringencies and put doors on one end of each mother. The second answer, and further elaboration of this topic, follows in the next share.